Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Missing people. Unexplained mysteries. True crime. Serial killers. Where Are They? Is a program not for the faint of heart. Prepare to be scared. Using a holistic approach of ancient sciences like astrology, numerology, dreams, along with investigative skills and psychology to help locate missing people and solve crimes. Now, here is your host, Linda Crystal.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to Where Are They? I'm Linda Crystal, broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. Raining here tonight, it's about 60 degrees. Welcome my co-host from Texas there, Terry Lynn Newcomb. And it's about 85 degrees down there in Texas by Terry. You know, Terry brings you all the latest developments on the Haley Dunn case and right now the Zoe Campus case, because Zoe Campus is still missing down there out of Lubbock, Texas. We're looking for her. So if we get any new information or any new cases out of Texas, Terry Lynn is the one to bring. I've actually worked a lot more cases down there than a lot of people realize. So I want to say thank you to Terry, and she's always helping you with the links as well when we start talking about cases and becoming followers. So thank you. Shout out to the chat room. The show lineup tonight, we've got a lot of information. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the stars today, what's going on, the star signs, and I'm going to do something a little bit different because we're still in the veil. Okay, now I have my, I'm going to pull some cards, but I'm going to work from the other side. I'm going to work from the veil, and we're going to try to tap into some people on the other side. I know for a couple of weeks I've had a woman named Judy that wants to join us on the show. So if any of you folks are listening and you've got somebody on the other side named Judy, she's been trying to break in through me for 2 weeks. Of course, last week I wasn't here. I had a showing on my one building. And, you know, that's that whole nother business, if that goes by the wayside, which I'm trying to sell, is going to free me up to work full-time here with you guys. And I'm back writing my books. So the announcement is my Linda Crystal star signs. Let me see. For January 2017, there's like four of those books up now on Amazon.com, ready for download, immediate download all over the world. And what I can tell you is Aries is there, Taurus is there, Gemini is there, and I believe Cancer is there. So that gives me over 45 books so far that I put out on Amazon. Thank you. And also, I need reviews there. Reviews that are halfway decent. I've got a woman there that wrote up a review on, you know, I do a lot on missing people. Oregon, boy, missing. She writes, well, there's not a lot in this book about Oregon. Hello, it's not about Oregon. It's about a missing person, a missing child, Kyron Horman. It's not anything about Oregon, the fact that he went missing there. That's all. Please, people, write some logical reviews. Thank you. I appreciate that. But anybody that wants to go there, buy my books or write me reviews, I would really, 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 really appreciate it. And I want to talk a little bit about, well, this weekend, don't forget, Saturday, daylight savings time. Saturday night, we turn our clocks back. Okay. And at least at this point, I have, you know, I want to say we didn't have it for Halloween. The kids were out an hour in the daytime, which is kind of conundrous for them. They like to be out in the dark with their costumes. But anyway, Saturday night, Sunday, turn your clocks back. It's daylight savings time, an hour. And also, first day of snow up here, people, November 13th. Is going to be a couple of planets are going crazy. So I want to say that's going to happen. All right. You know, we went into November 2016, and every time we go into another month, the whole number of the month changes. And it kind of gives us a flavor of the overall month, what it's going to be like, or the main issues. Okay, so 11-2016, becomes, November becomes a 2 month. Now, that's a Taurus number, love and money. So love and money are going to be the two themes for November for the whole month. Okay, and we are still in the veil. We're still in the veil until like the 21st, 22nd of this month, which means it's very easy to communicate with the other side, the people on the other side. They come to you in dreams. It's easy to get messages. And today, November 2, 2016, is a 4-day. Now, some of you, okay, it's already happened to me, we're going to get surprises around our home and family. One of my signs disappeared off the off the lawn. The next door neighbor's Trump sign disappeared. So we have sign thieves today at my around my house. And what I want to say is a surprise around your house. My cousin called me earlier, told me she got a surprise. So we're all getting surprises around our home and family and our house today. And the color is blue today, so you know. And the moon is in Sagittarius. Now, this is other cultures, hearing from other cultures, other lands, hearing from a distance. Some people may travel. Some people may decide to plan a trip in these 2 or 3 days. So we are in a moon in Sagittarius. So you might even hear from a Sagittarius, which I did. I got a call from my cousin who's a Sag. So, and also, you know, some people are having computer problems. You can call in. Let me just look at the board. I'll give you the phone number. You can actually call in on your phone, 323-927-2985, and listen in, okay? So you can listen in to the show, and some people like to come in onto the chat room, and I'm getting a question now. I've had this woman named Judy that's been trying to break in through me. My co-host is now saying she has an Aunt Judy. No, she seems to be very vibrant, very well, wants to say hello, just wants to communicate with you, let you know she's all right, let you know she's on the other side of spirit. There isn't anything one particular. It's just that in the last 2 weeks, I've been hounded by this Judy, unless she's a talker or a nagger or she likes to call or likes to communicate, because I'm getting a very vibrant, strong type of spirit here. I don't see that she was very elderly when she passed over either. I'm seeing her more. I don't want to say she's plump. I want to say there's a few pounds over, you know, the limit there. Shorter hair is what I'm picking up around her face, but jovial, happy, vibrant, and but again, not elderly, just so that you're, I'm picking up the right person. So Supernatural Radio, Purple Plate Lady is here. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Get your purple plates. So they make really, really good gifts right now, and stop by the radio show and listen. So those are a little bit of what's happening in the planets. I want to give those to you. And also now I want to go through the signs. But after that, I'm going to pick some cards, and I'm going to focus on the veil and the mediumship qualities and messages from the other side for you. Aries, Mars is in Capricorn right now, and it's going to be there until the 10th. So this is, you're still focusing on work, duties, schools, teachers, responsibility, training until the 10th. Then your Mars, your ruling planet, is going to go into Aquarius. And when it goes into Aquarius, this is making friends, this is having group meetings or group training. This is appliances, this is electricity, this is communications. I think it's a little freer. Mars is a little freer. It's not so confined. It's not so, Mars in Capricorn is a little bit more disciplined, restricted. But when your Mars goes into Aquarius, there's more freedom allowed, more freedom oriented. For the Taurus people, your ruling planet, Venus, right now is in Sagittarius, and it's when you turn the wheel, it actually goes to the east, and it's in an area of beginnings and endings of Scorpio. So you might be hearing of estates, people crossing over. This is rainy weather. It's emotional. So estates are going to be discussed. And there's some job upsets right now, a halting of a job stops, there's job changes, job upsets around you. Gemini people, your Mercury is in the sixth house in Scorpio. Okay, now this is playing a big part into the health and reputation of possibly Hillary Clinton. Right now, there could be a big announcement about her. This is a huge downfall. Right now, both candidates have problems. Okay, but where this is going on, this indicates that Hillary may have deeper problems and deeper troubles than we know of. Okay, so be watching that. Right now on the Gemini cusp is Leo. Now that means an award, a winning for a Gemini. And this is what I'm saying about the Scorpio sign right now is under duress. Okay, and some things are happening. The one thing I want to tell you is when it comes to Scorpios, they build their own power, but then they ruin it for themselves. Very often they explode everything that they start. And they have a knack of building up this empire and then poof, blowing it all to hell. So I can tell you right now it's in a very volatile spot for Hillary. I believe there's way much more going on in the government than we know of. So be watching for some kind of an announcement. Cancer people, Jupiter is in Libra in the fourth house. So there's a windfall of luck around a legal battle. This has to do with property. This has to do with your home and your family. And I would say that if you focus on that, I know it doesn't, there's some things around me, I'm a Cancer too. It doesn't look wonderful, but yet there's something that's going to break through and kind of like save the day at the last minute, kind of like a Spider-Man, okay? So and this is a good thing. For Leos, luck is coming in the mail, on the computer, on the phone. Money from afar is coming in. There's an older person that is around you right now that's not feeling well, okay? I can pick this up that there are some health problems around a family member or something. Virgos, money and luck and marriage right now, big time. So Virgos have that. Libras have luck for a whole year because of Jupiter being in their sign. And now you've got your Venus is coming from the air. So that means money and love from the air. You might be getting notices or letters or somebody visiting you in the air. Here is Scorpio again, problems in public from the government, okay? The only luck that a Scorpio has right now is from the past. So the luck is in the past. An announcement is going to be very bad. Now, what I'm saying about her, Hillary here, something's coming out about the husband that's not helping her at all. There's more secrets coming out now, and this is just making it worse and worse and worse. But I believe there's going to be some kind of a government announcement. Sagittarius people, okay? So now, I mean, I know the moon is in Sagittarius for 3 days. Venus is now in Sagittarius. I said a couple weeks ago that Sagittarius is going to get a surprise, a money, a break, that foreigners or another land or somebody's going to be visiting from another land. And this is exactly what is happening for my cousin. She got some good news today. This is a money or a money break, cultures in other lands. A distance helps out. Okay. Now, also for Sagittarius, Jupiter in Libra is sitting in your friend's house. This is Northwest. So any legalities you have, in that area, it's going to be more friendly. Legalities are going to work out. There's still some unclear issues regarding your house, but that's going to clear up. So spiritual help is coming in the form of prayers and angels. So keep praying to them because they are listening to your plight. They're hearing you, and the planets are also helping you. Capricorn, money is coming in from the past, from a distance, but there's still a lot of problems, job problems around you right now. This is temporary. A spiritual job is coming for you. This is direct north. Jupiter is in Libra there. Now, this has to do with school, on-the-job training, legal areas. It could even be, you know, like a cop, military. It's got like a military training feel. Okay, so what I'm saying is that something's coming to you. It just looks, it's a little bit different. It's not your normal run-of-the-mill job, I can tell you that. Aquarius, okay? There's some trouble here from the past that's sitting on your doorstep. Okay, now there seems to be two issues. There's a long-term issue that's going to take a while to resolve, and then there's the short-term issue. I believe it has to do with government. It has to do with property. It has to do with an older person. It might have to do with an estate or legality. Now, there's a trip in money coming in from friends and groups. So there's going to be some kind of a trip that you're going to be taking. Your luckiest area right now is the ninth house, which is Sagittarius, and that's northeast. This is a church. This is northeast. This is other cultures and other lands. So something around the world. And maybe this is orders. Maybe this is advertising. But the two issues from the past, one is a short-term one. One is a long-term one, so that you're aware of that. Pisces people, right now you got two retrogrades that are bogging you down on your doorstep. And friends have not been a big help lately. Okay. I don't know if they're causing it or they're around you or they have something to do with it, but they're causing troubles with the government and work. So there's government and work troubles, and it seems like they're associated with friends. So I don't know if you've made friends at work and they're getting you in trouble, or there are some issues around them. I would say this is what's going on. However, an estate may come in right now. This is from the east. Legally, there is a windfall, an estate coming your way. Okay, so maybe that's going to help some Pisces people out. All right, so now I want you to relax, take a deep breath with me, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the signs, but I'm going to go through the signs through the veil. And none of these cards are shuffled. None of these cards are picked. So I'm going to be picking them on the air and going through what the other side of life might be saying for you. Now, I don't want you to be shocked. I don't want you to be upset. This is going to be logged in from all of the signs. It's the easiest way to get to answer everybody, I find. It's not just taking a phone call and getting one person who's got an issue. It's like talking to everybody. Okay, so take a deep breath here. We're going to ask for the highest and the best to come to us. Trust in the information that we're getting, knowing that we're dealing with the other side of life. And this is for Aries right now. Okay, Aries is showing me a struggle. Now, this could be a boy. This could be a man. I want to say that somebody died young, somebody had a struggle, somebody had an illness, they're on the other side. I'm getting the name Bruce, I'm also getting the B, Bruce was very strong when it started to come to me. But this is a young man, this is either a boy or a young man that's coming to me from the other side of spirit that's telling me that he had quite a struggle. It wasn't a short-term struggle. It was a long-term struggle. Okay, so if any of you Aries out there can relate to this individual that I'm talking about, a boy, a young man, went through a struggle, had some hardships, physical. Now, when I see this, this could be bones. This could be cancer. This is a long-term health problem that he had before he passed away. okay? And also that he couldn't think properly because I'm getting discombobulated thoughts. All right, so this is for an Aries person. Bobby, I'm also getting Bobby. It seems like I'm getting a lot of B names. Here's Bruce, here's Bobby, boy. So I want to say he's healthy on the other side, but he did have quite a struggle in his passing. He was very angry about this. He was very upset. He did not take this news kindly when it came. He couldn't work. There was a big struggle. If any of you Aries people can relate to this individual person or card, God bless you. Take it with you. It's coming through spirit. Okay, now let me take a deep breath. Let me pause, go through the cards, shuffle them again, and I'm going to be coming up with a card for Taurus from the other side. Okay. So I've got the card of the moon, and this is not giving me a person. It's a psychic card. It's telling me to tell you to pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you. You are a psychic individual, and so therefore you have to pay attention to the moon, the vibrations, the people that are around you. So this is for Taurus people. Let me just see if I can pull another card now and see if I can get a person for you. Actually, now I've got the Wheel of Fortune. So Taurus has got some training, some schools, some jobs, some things coming their way, because two beautiful cards that I just picked for Taurus is the card of the psychic. So maybe somebody's going to go into that field. Maybe one of you Taurus are going to go into that field. Maybe you're going to go to school. Maybe you're going to go into training. You've got the Wheel of Fortune. So you're, you know, pretty much your world is an oyster at this point. You can kind of go whatever way you want. Now, this is coming from the other side of life, that they're telling you you've got some great opportunities, Taurus. So go ahead and take those opportunities with you, and good luck to you, because I just pulled two wonderful cards for you. Okay. See how the other side of life can sometimes give you messages that you're not expecting. Okay, now I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to shuffle the cards again, and I'm going to be looking for Gemini and see what cards are coming out for Gemini. Okay, so now I'm getting from the veil here, the other side, that there for Gemini is going to be a marriage, an engagement, a wedding. Now, it could be that your relatives are celebrating already on the other side of life, that they're sending you this celebration. Maybe they're talking about a recent celebration that they were with, or somebody that's in your circle of life that they know about. See, now this is how the other side is. You think that they don't know what's going on. So Geminis obviously have a celebration, a marriage, an engagement. I'm seeing them lifting the chalices up, having a good time. There's a celebration around a Gemini that the people on the other side of life already know about. So this is how the veil works. They're giving you the information that they're celebrating with you. They know all about it. And they're telling you, look, we know about the celebration that's happening. Now I'm getting the name Mary through this card. I have to pass that along. Now, yeah, it's Mary Mint, but also I'm getting the name Mary. So I have to pass the name along, Mary, to this celebration, in this celebration, so that everybody knows that obviously maybe it's the person, Mary, that's sending you the message from the other side, or maybe it's Mary that's having the celebration. I have to give it to you always because I don't know which way it is, and I'm going to give you the information that I receive. Okay, now for the other side of life for Cancer. All right, I'm going to shuffle the cards again. Breath. And I'm going to see what the cards are going to reveal for the Cancer folks. And, okay. So now, from the other side of life, folks are saying, Cancers, we know that there have been some money problems as of late. There have been, you have been so generous that you've given out everything that you've got. Oh, that's very true of me. I give out everything I have all the time. I'm down to nothing half the time, and then all of a sudden the ship comes in. So I want to read this card, but what I want to say here is that this is showing that you're still being generous, that you're down to nothing. Spirit knows, your family knows, Spirit knows on the other side, that money is low. So for the Cancers out there that are suffering, that don't have a lot of money, they're picking this up. Now, let me just pick another card. And talking about a vehicle, they're talking about being conservative with the vehicle. They're also, now, I had four tires slashed. This could be messages from them telling me that they know that I had to spend an awful lot of money on my car. All right, so now I got a female from the other side of life who apparently, I'm a Cancer. She's sending me money. And for the Cancers now, you have a female that passed away on the other side of life who was wealthy. Wealthy or well off, she, dark-haired lady, she's sending you some money. Okay, so know that there's money coming from Spirit, that they know about vehicles breaking down or vehicles giving you a problem, that there was a legal problem. They see a legal problem, that there was a money problem. This is how Spirit works when we work, when I focus on this and read from the veil. Okay, so I'm only reading from the other side of life of what I'm picking up from the other side of life at this point, just to focus the reading so that we can give you information from the other side of life. And those three cards were for Cancers, but know that you do have some money coming through a female so that you're aware of it. Now, you know, I did a reading before for Aries, and it was about a long-term struggle that this young man had. My co-host is writing in the chat room now, my 21-year-old nephew died 2 months ago. He had leukemia since he was four. He was comatose for about 16 years. Never had a chance at real life. Thank you. His name was Caleb. This is what comes in from the other side of life. Now, I did not know that. I can tell you he was angry. I can tell you he was thin. I can tell you that he's alive and well on the other side. His afflictions are gone. Anger is still there. He still has a lot of anger. The biggest thing you could do is send him prayers to get over this anger. Now, there is going to be a boy born back into the family, okay? He will not, this is a young man, he will not stay in spirit a long time. His mission was not complete, okay? He's going to come back to the family. So he'll be completing his mission through your family, but look for a boy baby to be born, okay? And then he's not going to be ill anymore. Once they're in spirit, they're not. It's just that it's hard for them to get used to what's going on. All right, now I want to clear my mind, take a deep breath. I want to call on the highest and the best. I want to shuffle the cards again because I want to do Leo. I want to see what's there for Leo from the veil. Okay. Now, Leo's, I got people here. It looks like the woman, it looks like a woman and possibly a boy. There was a lot of pain in this. I don't know if this was a murder-suicide. I don't know if the woman died, the boy died. All I can tell you is that from the other side of spirit, I'm getting an awful lot of, this seems to be, a lot, very painful. And what I can tell you is that I'm getting a female and a boy. I don't know if they died, you know, like this. I get water all around. It's very upsetting. They're not very old. I don't know if they were kids. There's a man here who is trying to, now I don't know if a man killed him. I don't know if a man picked him up. I don't know if a man took him. All I can tell you is that it seems like a woman and a young boy. Okay. And let me just pick another card here because this was some kind of an argument. I'm almost picking up like domestic violence. I'm picking up like, you know, somebody went in and was very angry and killed these people. And it was kind of like, well, you're not going to take my children away. We're not going to split up. I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to pay for that. So this is a person like more like a domestic violence situation going on regarding this Leo. Okay, so there's a Leo out there somewhere that has arguments and just, you know, somebody wasn't working. That's the other problem. There wasn't enough money. Person wasn't working. So this is like a whole great big scenario that, yeah, there's money difficulty. Somebody's not working. And now they take it out on the family. And now the woman says, well, you're not working. Maybe there was a drug problem or a drinking problem. And she says, well, okay, you know, you got to go to work. We don't have anything. And then all these domestic arguments. This to me feels like it could have been a alcohol or an addiction type of thing. And the person wasn't working and this whole thing got way out of hand. If anybody can relate to this, this is a Leo reading here. Okay, so you never know. Somebody right now, maybe nobody can relate to it, but I'm going to put it on the air and it's going to be out there. And then all of a sudden I'll get an email and the person will say, oh my God, you're talking about my family. And Terry is verifying some other things because I had a problem communicating with this young man, and I knew I was getting discombobulated thoughts. They overdosed him on chemo and fried his brain. So now I want to take a deep breath, call on the highest and the best, shuffle the cards again, and I'm going to do Virgo. Okay, now I got a Virgo here that's very much, she had a lot of, it was a young woman. I feel like it was a suicide, like an overdose, alcohol, methamphetamines. She was not happy. She was miserable. She had a lot of problems, mental, physical, emotional. She could not get over them. I'm feeling like I'm dealing with a suicide person here for somebody who is a Virgo on this side, and she's communicating, and I'm getting a lot of L's, and she was lonely. She didn't know what to do. She was by herself a lot. Things just never seemed to gel for her. I'm getting like she's in her early 20s. I'm getting the name Joey. I don't know if it's, you know, her name or she's relating to somebody named Joey. I just want to pass that along. But I have the message here for Virgo. I'm getting a headache. So I'm telling you that she was on drugs. I'm picking it up. And there was a problem in the front of her face. She did not like herself. She could not see herself. She could not see her life. She could not see her future. This I'm getting all drug overdoses. This kid was messed up. So I send her a prayer. I wish her well on the other side of life, that she improves. But these are the reasons why she crossed over. Some people blame themselves. Excuse me. They blame themselves. They take it upon themselves. They say it's their fault. For the parents or anybody else that, when I'm speaking of Joey, I don't know if I'm speaking of her or someone that she's trying to contact. I don't know if this is Howard or Howie. She's trying to contact somebody else with an H name. Howard, Howie. This has no reflection on you. It was totally her. Nobody else had anything to do with it. But I can tell you that she had massive headaches because I'm getting them. Okay, so now I want to take a deep breath, call on the highest and the best, and I want to separate here. We're going to now work on Libra. So I have a message for Libra. Okay, this feels like somebody lost a marriage partner, a spouse, a boyfriend. This man was relatively young. There was a breathing problem. These people were in love. They might have just been married or they were going to be married. And I can tell you that this person still, this is a man I'm getting, still loves this person very much that's here on this side of the world, of spirit. And he's talking about nice cars and having nice things, liking the music, liking the balance, liking the marriage, and just sad that he had to go away. Now, this feels like this was breathing, but almost like a car accident, like something happened that took him away. This, to me, doesn't feel like a long-term illness or anything like that. This feels more sudden. Airplane crash, car crash, something of that nature. Okay, and I'm getting the name Louis here. And want to pass that along to Libras. I'm going to take a deep breath, call on the host, and pull out another card for Scorpio. Okay, now Scorpios. Some Scorpio out there lost a young man. And I want to say, as I look at this man was very talented. I want to say that this was a young man that could have done just about anything in his life. And I'm not sure if it's writing music. I'm not sure if it's dancing. I'm not sure if it's magician work. I'm not sure if it's healing work. This seems to be a young man that was extremely talented. I'm picking up some form of cancer or illness that took this boy before his time. I want to say 16 to 25, dark hair, longer hair, and they really did try miracles. They tried everything that they could to save this young man. I'm getting a name, Chester, and I don't know why. I can only give you that, but this is for Scorpios. And it seems like there was some fluid water. There was chemicals given to him. This didn't work. He's on the other side. I would tell you that he's still communicating with you. He could be communicating through dreams. He could be giving you psychic messages. But I'm feeling that he's still communicating with you. According to the card that I'm reading here, I'm feeling that he's very much alive in spirit. Okay, so I'm going to have to give that to you when I feel it and when I pick it up. So Scorpio, that's also getting Michael. I want to give you the name Michael. Okay, because I'm picking up, he might have also been interested in magic, but I'm picking up Michael. I want to take a deep breath. call on the highest and the best, shuffle the cards. And I want to pick up somebody on the other side of life for Sagittarius and see what I get. Okay, so getting mostly men here. I picked one card and then I wanted to pick it again because I wanted to make sure that I was, all right, I'm picking up a young man. I'm picking up a young man that died before his time. He was very ill. He was ill for a long time. He took a lot of medicines. He took a lot of treatments. He was praying. And unfortunately, okay, sometimes you can do all that. That doesn't save you. You have to go to the other side. Sometimes this is where you're supposed to be. But this is the young man I'm talking about for Sagittarius. And I can see that he was very anguished by all this. He didn't want to go. I'm picking up that he was musical. I'm picking up that he was psychic. I am picking up that he would communicate. I'm getting pains, especially on the left side of my head. So I know this could have been a brain tumor. This could have been something that was taking over in the brain that I'm picking up that I'm feeling very strongly about. And I don't know if this is going to be for the same Sagittarius person or this is going to be another one. I have an older man here that seemed to be a very fair, more on the justice side or the legal arena. I want to say he could have been a judge. He could have been a police officer. He could have moved up the ranks to judge because I'm getting somebody from that judicial system on this side here. I'm getting the name Harry. Okay, so I have to give you the name Harry. I just want to say that this is a very fair, impartial person that I have here. Now, this is a person also that did not live to old age. I want to say this is more like 50s or 60s that this person lived to, got to actually experience a career, have a career, and then was stricken down by something. Okay? He couldn't walk. At one point, he couldn't walk. He couldn't get around. There was a blood problem. I know I'm seeing a blood problem going on. And I'm also picking up a woman named Edith around him. All right, so I'm not sure if this is part of the family or if he's communicating with this person, but I'm picking up the name Edith. So I have to give that to this other. But it seemed like a legal person, a judge, a lawyer working in the legal field, somebody in that capacity that I'm picking up for the Sagittarius people from the other side. Okay, I want to take a deep breath, call on the highest and the best, shuffle the cards, and see what I have for Capricorn. Okay. For Capricorn, I'm picking up a dark-haired man. To me, it seems like it was a partner, a brother, a friend. This is more like a work injury, work accident, automobile accident. This is a young man that did not suffer that long. But the thing is that it had to do with a vehicle or a work vehicle. It happened suddenly. And this person seemed to be thin and tall and vibrant. I want to say this was on the ground. So it could have been a bus injury. It could have been a car injury. It could have been a work vehicle injury. But this person passed quickly. I'm getting the name John. I'm getting the name Laura. Broken bones, there was injuries. The passing was quick. There doesn't seem to be any suffering. There's money. He's saying that there's money somewhere. Now, I don't know if this is in a lawsuit. I don't know if he had money coming. I don't know if there was a paycheck, if he had money hidden. I'm seeing there's money somewhere. He's worried about a dog. So I want to give that to the Capricorns. He was supposed to have on a seatbelt, a uniform, some protective gear. He didn't have this gear on, he tells me. He wasn't working safely, or he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing safely. He's actually blaming himself. He is upset with this. Okay, so now there's a young boy that he's concerned with. I'm not sure where this young boy fits in, but I have to give that to you. Okay, so that is for Capricorn. Have to take a deep breath, clear that out. Shuffle the cards. And I'm going to pick somebody from the other side of life for Aquarius. Okay, so there's an Aquarius out there that is dealing with a suicide, a hanging, a death. This is a young woman that they were not expecting. Okay? And this is a young woman. This is a woman that has been suffering. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that there might have been some, I don't know if it was close calls. I don't know if there was some warnings. There was health problems going on around this person. Now, this could have been drugs. This could have been alcohol. This could have been some of the warnings. But there were suicide, I don't know if it was threats, calls, indicators, things were there that people could see. But it's a young woman. I want to get dark hair. She was thin. But I'm getting that she couldn't get out of the situation. This could have had something to do with her weight as well, her body image. She didn't like her body image. When I see blindfolds over people, this tells me that they didn't want to look at themselves. They couldn't see themselves, or they didn't like themselves. Or it was a body issue, or it was a weight issue, or, you know, something like that that they couldn't see, they didn't want to see, they didn't like themselves, they thought that other people didn't like them, low self-esteem issues, things like this. Okay, so some Aquarius out there has got this woman from the other side of life who is trying to obviously send messages back that, you know, this was the reason. This is why all this happened. Okay. I'm not even seeing a letter. It's like there wasn't a letter, or there wasn't nobody got any information. It's not that I'm getting that there was, you know, indicators there. Okay. Hospitalizations, rehabs. There were things going on. So this is feeling like drugs and alcohol and addictions, and I get into all of that. But she was more on the other side than she was on this side, I'm sorry to say. Angela, I'm getting a name, Angela, Angie, Angela. Okay, so I have to pass that along when I get certain things. She's calling Daddy, so I'm not quite sure how old. I mean, I'm kind of seeing her more in her mid-teens to 20s. So unless she was younger and she looked older because there was things happening to her. There's other siblings. There seems to be other siblings. I'm picking up like a brother, more like a brother. Okay, so I have to give that to you, Aquarius, because she is on the other side. She is okay, but she's relating to me the problems that she had here. Moonbeams, something about moonbeams. Okay, I have to take a deep breath, call on the highest and the best, shuffle the cards, and I'm going to pick a card for Pisces. And we're going to talk about what I see. Okay. So now Pisces has got someone on the other side that says that they were not a really nice person, that they were a thief or a robber or somebody that took things. They were not a nice person when they were here. Okay, I want to say that they know this now on the other side of life. And this is more like a stabbing, like it happened in prison. They were very young. I want to say that they were fighting. I'm seeing like a throat problem. I'm also seeing feet problems. I'm not sure if they wore shoes or they had cuts on their feet or problems with their feet or surgeries on their feet. But this is what I'm picking up. And I'm picking up the name Frank. Okay, so I have to give this to the Pisces people, Frank. Bad feet, surgery feet, had something go wrong. I'm seeing like somebody was stabbed. This is a thief. This is like a prison scenario. This is like a fast death, like a stabbing. But he says he's not a very nice person anyway. Okay, so he kind of realized that he was in this whole scenario. It wasn't going to end good. He knew what he was doing. So he's crossed over. He's on the other side to the family, to the people. He says nobody liked him anyway. That's what I'm getting from that card. Okay, so those are your veil cards, your cards from the other side. And you know what? You guys can always friend me, write to me, let me know how this turned out. Let me know if you got any messages. I know that the co-host did, because she was telling me, but there might be other people that will log on. Not everybody's listening to everything all the time. So I want to say thank you for that part. Now, you know, there's some new TV programs I just want to bring to light. I watched 2 weeks of Kindred Spirits on Friday night on TLC. The one girl used to be on Ghost Hunters. I got to say it's excellent because they do a case. They're in the house for 2 or 3 days and they really work on this case. They do bring in psychics and they do get some finality to what's going on in the house. It's not like you just go in there and say, oh, yes, there's some spirits here, but they're not dangerous. See, so you're getting these paranormal people that are going further and further and further and resolving cases. Haunted Collector is another one. I watched Paranormal Lockdown, excuse me, at the Monk's house there in England. That was pretty good. I just thought it was going to be a little bit more scarier. I don't know if anybody, I love 90 Day Fiancé. I don't know if anybody else does. I just am so in love with that show. Also, there's a new show starting Friday night called Treasure. It's about people digging up artifacts, but I don't know what channel it's on. And I'm wondering if you guys got an opportunity to watch the A&E special that Lee Remy did on Scientology, because it is exposing, you know, they're not doing anything different than the fundamentalist church is doing by manipulating their parishioners. I think it's very sad that some of this information has to come out about some of these churches that, you know, we're supposed to trust churches, not supposed to go into them thinking that they're going to try to manipulate us and the way that we're thinking and our families and and get us to tithe more money and stuff like that. I think that's a shame. And so I believe they positioned Lee Remy to bring her friends to the Tom Cruise wedding in an effort to try to recruit them into the church for more money. So that's my take on that. Some people that are still missing. Corey Anderson is still missing. This is her anniversary date. Lisa Joy White is still missing up there from Connecticut. That's the anniversary of her missing date. I talked to you already about my new books being on Amazon and that I need reviews. I thank you for that. We're going to get to the main portion of the show now because it's about a case. I was watching 48 Hours the other night. And they profiled a case on a girl that is still missing, 24 years old, Shelley Mook. Okay, now here's the deal. You know, when you're in high school and you see these gorgeous guys, you don't think that there's anything wrong with them and, you know, they're drop-dead gorgeous and everybody's trying to get to meet them. And don't you think they know it, okay? And here's the situation with Shelley Mook, because guy comes to her school, and everybody's drooling over him, and he's a hot number, but you can tell he's a bad boy. Okay, so now what happens is Shelley and her friend are, you know, they're already making bets who's going to get to date him, who's going to get to go out with him. Well, Shelley's the lucky one, but is she really the lucky one? Because now she's missing. Shelley went missing February 28th, 2011, in Tennessee, Shelbyville, Tennessee. She's still missing, and this is the purpose of the show. I'm going to do a chart on Shelley. I'm going to do a chart on Tyler. I'm going to do a chart on the day excuse me, that Shelley went missing. Because as I start showing you these things, you know, I worked a case, Holly Bobo. I was over 23 to 24 points correct on Holly Bobo, including the location, who took her, the initials, the numbers, the scenario, the direction that they took her from the house, that she lived for a little bit, but she was deceased. I mean, go listen to the Holly Bobo case. Take a look at the article that I have on lindacrystal.com on how many things I am right on the Holly Bobo case. Two is in Tennessee. So this has already been profiled on 48 Hours. It's a national case. Shelley can be found, and I'll tell you why. Tyler is a Libra. Right now, Jupiter is in Libra for the next year. It's a Libra case. Shelley has a chance in the next year to be found if people listen to what I'm saying, okay? Because, first of all, he's a Libra. When I take a look at his chart and her chart, he was very manipulative. He needed a partner. He wanted a partner. He couldn't be without a partner. And basically, he was extremely manipulative. Now, unfortunately for Shelley, she had 5 retrogrades in her chart. Okay, she was not in her death zone when this happened to her, which indicates to me that, yes, it's probably a homicide. No, I don't think she's alive. And she had already passed the death zone. So whether something had happened to her 2 to 4 years earlier that she had a close brush with death, or somebody died in her family, that's when her death zone was, but not where she was when she disappeared. And the whole reason for me to do this is that I think I can come up with some scenarios here where we would be able to find Shelley. So I want to say that because this case was profiled, it gave me the opportunity to take a quick look at the case, put something together, take a look at the two charts, and say, okay, this is what I think has happened, and this is where I think she is. Okay, now, you all remember the case scenario about Jessica Chambers. She was burned, and she was burned, you know, with the lighter fluid and all that other stuff. Shelley's car, okay, here's the scenario. Shelley's a Cancer. She loves her home. She loves her family. Would never do anything to her family. If anything, she tried to keep this marriage with Tyler. Her and Tyler started going out, became a hot item, got married, had little Lily, bought a house, lived there in Tennessee. And I would tell you that Shelley was the glue She tried to keep that family together. She probably put up with all kinds of stuff from this guy, Tyler, to be able to try to keep the family together, including abuse. She loved her child. She wanted her family. Her home and family would mean everything to Shelly, everything. Okay, it's the core foundation for a cancer person. All right, so I know that she tried to keep it all together, tried to do everything that she could, probably right up to the last minute, but found that it was, you know, futile, that there was no sense fighting, there was no sense doing this, because this guy wasn't going to, he wasn't going to cooperate with her. He wanted her to cooperate with him and do what he wanted to do. And I understand that there was some rumors of cheating and all this other stuff. Well, she was a loyal person. She would have been a home and family person. So he was not gelling. And if you look at him and you hear him speak, you can tell he's got this bad boy image, and you can tell he's got this attitude that he's greater than thou. And so basically he wanted to be the control in the family, and that wasn't happening. Okay, so now after everything that Shelly goes through, she decides, okay, this isn't happening, 2009. And Lily's with her. Well, apparently he was trying to get back to her, write her letters and everything else. What is the sense of trying to get back to someone if you're just going to do the same old crap again over and over? And this is the cycle of domestic violence. Sooner or later, you know, the woman figures it out, and they're not going to come back to you. All right, and this is the case scenario here. So she had a box of his stuff, and she had taught school. She's a 24-year-old school teacher. So she goes to school, she teaches, she picks up Lily from her school. They take this box of stuff over to Tyler's house, and little Lily says, okay, she walked into the house and that was the last time I saw her. That's what she told the counselor. That's what little Lily told the counselor. Never seen again. Okay, so now, later on that night, Shelly's car is found in a burned-out field in Murfreesboro, not too far. A burned-out car. Now, when we see burning, it's anger. Anger, anger, anger. Somebody is mad, mad, mad. All right, so if somebody burned her car, she's not in it. Where is she? And if they burned her car, it doesn't look like she's coming back. Okay, you got to have somebody so angry to take somebody's possession and burn it. That tells me she wouldn't go back with him. She wouldn't cot her down. She wasn't going to fall for any more of his stuff. She laid down the law and said, look, you want me back. This is the way that it's going to be once and for all, or I'm not taking you back. And, of course, he's not going to agree to that because he doesn't want to do that. All right, so her ex-husband, Tyler Mook, if I'm saying the word, the last name correctly, I hope, M-O-O-K, Mook, he's the last person to see her alive. What's the surprise? It's the ex-spouse. Now, he takes little Lily, who's 6 years old at the time, locks her in another bedroom, and nobody realizes that Shelly's gone until the next day when she doesn't appear for work. So now, you know, people are recognizing, uh-oh, something's wrong with Shelly. She didn't appear for work. And the family knows right off the bat, uh-oh, she was supposed to go over there, and Lily's over there. Well, it takes 2 or 3 days before an investigation gets rolling. 2 or 3 days, this girl's gone. Okay, you can't drag your feet on these things. If anybody has a hint that there is going to be domestic violence involved in this. Now, apparently the family and the friends have seen this Tyler abuse her, verbally abuse her, physically abuse her. They were all afraid for her, so they already had an inkling that something was very wrong. And they're right, because Shelly has never been found. Okay, so now we find her car in Murfreesboro, burned out. All right, so what I'm going to say here is Shelly is a cancer. She's got 5 retrogrades. This indicates an early death, blockades in her chart, still blockades in finding her. And if I take a look at Tyler's chart, he's a Libra. He's an air sign. He's very mental, very manipulative, loves women according to his chart. Now, what do I see in his chart? Okay, he has anger. Shelley would have had head injuries, possible strangulation. There is fire here in the chart, which indicates fast cars. He's got deception going on with moving out of town. He's got Mars in Scorpio. He's got Pluto in Libra, which means that he could kill a spouse. He could kill. He's manipulative. Okay, he's, according to this, Moon in Gemini. He's two different people. He's born in a 9 year. He's capable of anger, guns and knives, and Mars and Uranus and Scorpio is drugs and alcohol. So he's got addictions, he's got problems, he's got things going on, all coming from his chart. Shelley thinks she's just marrying a guy that's going to settle down, become a family man. And what goes on is you got this guy who's probably, he looks more normal outside than he does inside. He looks like a nutcase. Okay, the investigation into Shelley's disappearance and the custody battle that ensues for Lily, they depose him, they put him under oath, and they try to get answers from him. And he pleads the fifth to over 100 answers, I guess, except one. Did you have sex with your wife? Yes. All right, so then he finally says that she came to the house. So we do know that she went to the house. We do know that he was the last one to see her. We do know that he had sex with her willingly or unwillingly. I believe it would be unwillingly because I believe there was a case scenario that went on here that once she was taken in the house, that he might have tried to wine and dine her and love her up. That wasn't happening. It was forced. There was a fight. And before you know it, you know, Shelley's gone. Now her car is burned out. Okay, so I'm going to skip to the chart of the day because the chart of the day is February 28th, 2011. Okay, and what this is a 7 day. So the number 7 is going to be around Shelley. Shelley is going to be approximately 7 miles from that house. All right, now the direction that I'm seeing here in the chart, in her chart, where there's abuse, beating, and I believe a burial, is north. The car is west, and it's burned out west. North, there is a burial, and I want to say this is more towards state land. I want to say there's a big plot of land. I want to say there's also some water nearby to the left or to the west. So I'm trying to give you a scenario. Number 7, the colors that are around her are black and white. Now, this may be a sign, but it's black and white. I want to say that there's 3 letters, G, P, and Y. Now, these could be street names. It could be a street name starting with a G, a P, or a Y. There's roads. Route 34, 43, 70, 25, 52. I want you to look for those. Okay? I don't think she's in Murfreesboro. Okay? I think she's closer to the home. I think he was working more in his comfort zone. If I take a look at his chart shows possible strangulation, air, and he's working more to the east and the northeast in his chart, except for the car. The car is like totally out of the way. She's not near the car. I don't believe it's like a totally opposite direction. I think that was like the red herring. If there's a red herring in a case, I believe the car is the red herring. He's trying to throw you off track. He's trying to throw you off direction. I sincerely think she's more near the house. Okay, again, the number 7, 7 miles. I think that's very important. If you take that, if you take north and go 7 miles, again, this is like near a large plot of land, a government area where there's a government area north. I do believe she's buried, though. I just don't believe she's out in the open. That's why you can't find her. She's buried. Okay. And there is something going on with water and woods to the left of there. This would be to the west. So there is a body of water that I believe that, I don't know if there's some items thrown in there. There's a body of water. There was restriction in the house. I want to tell you that. There was restriction in the house. I'm not sure if she was tied up. She was restricted. Okay, so once she walked in that house, it was all over with. Very often, people of this magnitude, when they want somebody and they don't want them to leave them, this is one of the ways they'll take them. They'll take them in death. And this way, they always have them. They're never going to leave them. This man now, Tyler, okay, he moves away, okay, and I do believe that the family does know where Shelly is as well. I do believe that they would have stood up for this man, even though they didn't down in Florida. He moves to Florida. He meets a girl. The girl looks very much like Shelly. I'm talking of a girl named Robin Deneff. Okay, he starts going out with this young woman who rides horses. Again, she looks very much like Shelly. And I want to say she finds out about this whole scenario. He tells her he had nothing to do with it, and she trusts him. And then they go out on this boat outing, and somehow there was an argument. She was saying something against him, or she was not agreeing with him. Well, his temper, once again, he's got a very bad anger. He's got anger issues, according to his chart. He grabs her and he tosses her over the side of the boat. Then he proceeds to jump in and try to drown her. And the fight ensues, and he's trying to drown her, and this girl is fighting for her life. Well, there's a boat going by, and she's screaming for help, and she's asking this Tyler's brother for help, he's trying to kill me. He's trying to kill me. So the brother jumps in and puts Tyler in a chokehold and saves this girl. The boat goes by. She jumps in another boat and she tells them that he tries to kill her. Well, anyway, she files charges on this guy, Tyler. He's now sitting in jail for 12 years. You're seeing across the banner his, prison record. He's actually in Lake County Jail down in Florida. K90349 is his inmate number. He's due to be released 9/16/226. This is where I got his date of birth from. But he's sitting in jail for attempted murder. And this girl had to go through a huge trial and prove her case. Now, who saved her is Tyler's brother. The family's not talking about the Shelly case, and of course they all lost custody of Lily because Lily went with Shelly's mother and they moved far away. Okay, so what I want to say here is that there is a possibility that I believe that the family knows what happened to Shelly. Okay, so we know here is the evidence, or here is the truth. Shelly went to Tyler's house. Shelly was in that house with Lily. Lily was put in a bedroom. Shelly never came out, although Tyler said, oh, she went to do errands and never came back. That's a crock. Okay? I mean, this case can be solved if they get on it. They question this guy. He's in jail now. Sometimes you have to make a deal like they did with the Jacob Wetterling case and say, look, you know, we'll give you a break if you tell us the truth. I mean, sometimes the truth of finding your loved one and putting her to rest is more important than dragging somebody through trial. He's already in jail. He's going to be there until 2/26. He ain't getting out, okay, right now. All right, so what we have to do is get the information. Now, the other thing is that sometimes, you know, inmates talk, and there could be information released that way. But what I'm saying is that old Nashville Dirt Road, 7 miles. I don't believe she's more than 7 miles from that house. And he would have worked in a comfort zone. He would have went to a place he's known. Okay, so what I want to say here is that I don't believe she's near the Murfreesville car. That was the red herring. I believe she's, if you take the number of the day, which is 7, that's how far she is away from that house. 7 minutes, 7 miles. Okay, and there is a burial, and I believe that she can be found. And now we're in Jupiter in Libra for the next year, and the number 7 is Libra. Okay, so you have some lucky breaks going on here to the investigators and the people that are looking for her. All right? And I'm giving you specific scenarios and like letters of streets, G, P, and Y. Is there a town near there, G, P, and Y? Is there a letter, G, P, Y? Black and white. Okay, I understand she had a black dress on. There's part of your black. But she's not going to be out in the open. He's, you know, he doesn't want anybody to know that he did this. He doesn't want anybody to know his personality. You can see that he's hid this personality from everybody. He didn't want anybody to know that he was like this. And Shelley, talking the way that she was aggravating him. This girl that got thrown over the boat did the same thing. He doesn't want anybody saying anything bad about him. He's got this huge ego that he's this and all that and a bag of chips. So he doesn't want any of this crap coming out about, you know, oh, he does drugs, oh, he's cheating, oh, he's this, oh, he's that. He wants to look like the perfect boy. Now he's standing there in the deposition. I plead the Fifth Amendment, da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And then in the next case, he says he had sex with her that day. Well, you've got enough evidence to say, look, you need to take more in that house. She was in that house. Okay, you need to look for more. You need to get more. You need to dig more. You just can't wait for a body to show up. Yes, you have to find the body, too. That's why I'm giving you these case scenarios here. So at least you have something to go on, and you have something to look for. It's not going to be an easy thing, but what I'm saying is, yes, she was. I don't have the address of the house. If somebody can give me the address of the house, I can make one of my maps up, and we can do a little bit more in-depth scenario. I can make the map. I don't have the address of where Tyler lived or if they lived in that house together. Okay, she was also a number 26. Her birthday was 26. That's a 6. That's an earth number, which indicates again to me she's buried. But usually people, so you take the car out of the comfort zone, you're going to start a fire quick for attention and draw everybody to that area. So he's drawing people away from the area of where she is. That's the way that I figure he's figured this. Because when I'm taking a look at this, everything goes to north. There's land, there's a concrete place, there's a granite place, there's a quarry, there's a big government development, there's some kind of government land, there's a government park, but both charts indicate north. I get the chart of the day is indicating north. That's the death zone of the day, north. There is restriction to the east, which I believe, I don't know where the house is, so I can't relate this to the house in any way. I can only take the two death zones in Shelley's chart. She would have restriction by a man, beating, be taken north, and she has Pluto in Scorpio. So that indicates to me a mysterious death. Okay? She wasn't in her death zone. She had already passed it. But to me, maybe he was planning, maybe he tried something, maybe he was thinking about it. It to me, this whole thing sounds premeditated. So it tells me that he had something planned. And here the death zone again is straight up north on the day. Government land, a farm. This indicates a father may know what's going on. Very large head injuries and strangulation is what I'm seeing in the chart. And I don't think anybody thinks she's alive after all these years. 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. This is 5 years. Okay. But Lily deserves justice. Shelley deserves justice. Her family deserves justice. That girl got her justice down in Florida. He's in jail. It could be a good case scenario for him to be sitting because at this point, I mean, let's keep him in jail. Let's find out where Shelley is. And let's somebody take a look at my Holly Bobo case, please, on www.lindacrystal.com. And read all the points that I got right in the chart and how many other charts I get right. And then maybe we can find Shelley because this girl deserves to be found. She was a school teacher. She taught kids. She loved kids and she loved her home and family. Sad to say she loved Tyler too, but he wanted his misgivings more than he wanted a family. He wasn't willing to give all that junk up for a family. And that's what you have to do. If you're going to have children, you're going to have a family. Settle down, raise your family, have a nice life. Forget the junk because that's only temporary stuff that's in your life. Your family is going to be there forever. And now Lily is growing up without a father who's sitting in jail and without a mother who nobody knows where she is. But poor Lily, she's lucky she's alive because she was in the same house. I mean, he could have did away with her too. There's a lot of fathers that say, hey, if I can't, you know, he's going to take everybody away. She's actually lucky that she has grandparents that, you know, scooped her up and got her out of town because doesn't need to be anywhere near that father. I know that the Powell family there in Utah went ahead and changed legislation with the Josh Powell thing that if one parent goes missing, then the other parent shouldn't have custody until we know where that parent is. That should be across the states. I'm sorry. When you have a spouse that goes missing, the other spouse shouldn't get custody. You have that Peggy McGuire there in Eufaula, Oklahoma. That young man that is the main interest in the case, I think it's an ex-husband, he right away took possession of the boy, and the parents, Peggy's mother, Betty, had to go in and get custody of that boy. Thank goodness that she did. It's the same scenario. Okay, to me, it should be the same all through the states. Do not let the spouse, when there's a spouse that has gone missing until we know where that spouse is, did he have that child? Because it's so dangerous for that child to be in that scenario. Too much pressure because, I mean, the police may want to question the child and that person doesn't want that. You saw what Josh Powell did. He did everything to keep those boys away from talking to anybody, the Coxes, the police, anybody. And what did they find out? Oh, the boys were saying, Mommy's in the trunk. Mommy went with us. Mommy was in the trunk. And then what goes on with Josh Powell is he uses a hatchet on the boys and blows them up in the house and kills them and himself. This is the scenario. You think it's not volatile? It's volatile. And those children don't need to be in that case scenario. They need to be removed from that. But our child protection people and laws are not changed. They're not up to date. They're not up to speed. They're wrong. I don't agree with everything that's going on with child protection. That's my whole story on that. But if somebody can get me Shelley's address or the address of where she went, was it that house that they lived in, that Tyler lived in? She moved out or what? I mean, that I don't know that scenario, but if that is the house, then she's, to me, not far from that house. And I'm giving you the scenario of 7 miles. Because where that car was blown to bits with the fire, way out of line, opposite direction. Red herring. Totally away from where she is. And maybe if we can find her, find her body, find the injuries, find what went on, then we'll have a better idea. But remember, she was in that house. So we know she was in that house. And we know she didn't go and do errands. And my question is the cell phone message. I don't believe that it came from Shelley. I believe that it came from the person that killed her. And I know that they had a location of where that cell phone ping came from, but I didn't really make note of it. And that could be very important because that would be a point of reference as to where she was at one point. Now, is that 7 miles? 7 comes up here. The number 7, GP and Y. 7, GP and Y. The color's black and white. Very, very important. Okay, if there's nothing else important, that's important. Okay, when I take a look at where Shelley was in her phase of life at 24 years, Mars was in Capricorn. She was getting beaten up by an older man. She was getting restricted. There was a lot of confusion and illusion going on around her disappearance and by this older man. And I can tell you there was abuse going on by an older man. Now, he was in his 30s, I believe. He was older than her. He was in his 30s. He was born in 1980. She was born in 1986. So he was 6 years older than her. Okay, so number of the year was 4. So this is home and family. So this is all about home and family and water, and she wasn't a home. And that's what I'm saying. There is a body of water to the west that someone didn't check. So there is a body of water near woods. I hate to say this, but the most likeliest to be found is her head. And I said this about Holly Bobo, and they found her head. So what I want to say here is that you got to find this girl in order to get any more evidence. You got to go back into the house. You got to question this guy. You got to find other ways to break this case. And if that's riding the roads to set, what if my theory works at 7 miles? And you come upon a burial. Holy cow, break the case wide open. Let's do it. That's what this is all about, and that's why I study, and that's what I do, and that's why I do what I do. So the only thing I can say is that, you know, just please, let's try to get our heads together and find Shelley and figure out what happened to her. Because do I believe she went out on errands? No. Do I believe that this Tyler guy had something to do with it? Oh, yeah. You don't go up there and you don't start ripping off the Fifth Amendment because this sounds like the Kristen Smart case where this guy, I forget what his name was, he was finally questioned by the lawyers and the media and everything else, and all he did was plead the Fifth. They're finally digging up California Polytechnical State, 3 different areas they dug up to see whether or not she was buried on campus. I don't think they found her, but the thing is that they're still looking, they're still digging, they're still trying to find her. Here is Shelley, who's gone. She's been gone since 2011. That's really not that long. You got people that are gone 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Okay, this girl is findable. That house is still there. There's got to be, I mean, how many acres are around there? Remember that they travel in their comfort zone. So, I mean, he was very comfortable with where he was going to place her, where he put her. And that to me is, you know, very isolated. Yes, there's some water. Yes, it's again, I get north near a government piece of land. So what I'm saying here is that two charts are lining up to give me the same scenario. But if I had that address of that house, I can see the house on 48 hours, but I can't see the address and I can't figure out where it is. So that could help me place this whole thing, put everything together, and at least this way we can have an idea as to where she's at. So now, does anybody in the chat room have any questions? Does anybody, let me just check the studio board. I know we had some people listening. I know that there's people that listen and then their minutes run out or their phone runs out or their battery runs dry. So I want to thank those people for calling in and listening in. And I want to thank the chat people too, because it's like, you know, now what I'm trying to do is last week I had a showing on my building. I had no choice, but I'm trying to liquidate that whole thing so I can focus more on what I'm doing over here, because it's just like too many businesses, too many. And then when you're sick and I'm going to Roswell and this and that, it's spreading me too thin. I don't want to be spread that thin. I want to be able to focus all of my energies and do what I'm doing, and then I can do a better job and I'm better off at it. So I feel healthier doing what I'm doing that way, as opposed to trying to catch every corner I possibly can, which is totally ridiculous. I went to chemo yesterday, and I did in the last couple of weeks get sick. I'm not going to tell you I didn't. You know, sometimes the chemo lasts a little bit longer than it should, and it creates all these side effects and lasts longer than you really want it to, and you go through all these horrible things. But in essence, we had Halloween. I hope everybody had a happy Halloween and had done some exciting stuff. And I'm working on the 2017. And you know, it never fails to amaze me, because here I am working on 2017. And I know that I'm going to, you know, hear of cases from 2016 that I've already worked on those areas. And now here comes the case on 48 hours about Shelley Mook. And, you know, you just, it's funny because you're going through these things and you're giving people hope and everything. And then along comes this case of this girl who disappeared in 2011. And she's still missing today. And there's a little girl growing up without her. And they just found somebody. They found that Picone girl. You know, I check human remains and who they're finding every single day, because I've worked on so many cases. I mean, they're still looking for body parts. They're still looking for people. And it's like there's so many people that are still missing. And then 30 years from now, you hear, oh, they found a skull, or this worked to the surface, or they found this over here. And it's just like so sad, because these people are gone for such a long time. And this guy here, this Tyler guy, he didn't, like I said, he didn't want anybody to know what he was doing. He didn't want anybody to know that he was treating her bad. And what I can tell you is that if you tell somebody that, they'll turn around and go, oh, she's lying. She's lying. She's not telling you the truth. That never happened. They do anything to get out of it. Now, like this girl that he threw overboard, his testimony, he never took the stand in that trial, by the way. But the thing is, no, I never did that. No, that never happened. Oh, no, 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 that wouldn't be me. No, no, no. And what did he say? You talk bad about me against my family, in front of my family, I'll kill you. This is just a girlfriend. Cow, she wasn't even married to the guy, just a girlfriend. This is what I'm saying. When you meet people, you don't know who they are. You know, people that they come off like, well, if you look at him, you know he's a bad boy. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess if that's what you want in your life. But the thing is that a bad boy is a bad boy. So look out. You're not going to really have good experiences. This girl here, this Robin girl, she was riding horses and had a nice life and nice job and was a nice girl and everything else. And, man, he almost killed that girl. if it was somebody that was not really a good swimmer, watch out. I mean, luckily she was from Florida. So usually when you're from Florida and you're from that area, I mean, I was in the Caribbean, skin diving, all this other stuff. So I'm a pretty good swimmer too. But the thing is, if you're not down from Florida, you're not down from that area, you're not a good swimmer. You know, could have killed that person. It's like, holy cow. Well, I want to thank everybody that's here tonight. Supernatural Radio, it's hanging in there to the last gun. Thank you very much for that. www.purpleplates.com. Get those because I still use mine. And Supernatural Radio, you can stop by, listen to the show. I did a few shows for Corrine. I wish her the best. Happy holidays. And, you know, I just am so thrilled that I'm lately, you know, with the chemo and the sickness and everything else, I'm here as much as I can be. This is all that can be expected at this time. And I'm feeling really wonderful, and I'm still doing the chemo and all that other stuff. But let me tell you, the chemo's getting old. I can tell you that much. But I'm still here. I'm still doing what I can do and writing my books and getting my life done. So I'm so thankful. Thank you for, you know, I keep getting somebody else put me on another healing list. I was, I found a church that gives messages in West Seneca. So I'm going to go over there one of these nights and get that. And I thank you to my co-host who is here with me and, you know, giving you links and helping you become followers and giving you information on the other side and whatever else. And I hope you enjoyed the veil cards tonight and the scenario and the show, and that you'll stop back, friend me. And I do the best that I can. Please understand, you know, I'm still going through some treatments and medicines and stuff like that, but doing the best I can. Glad that my cousins got a little bright note, and I hope all my friends are doing well out there. Let me know and keep in touch. I really, really appreciate it. So I guess pretty much tonight we've wrapped up the show. We've done everything that we could, Ken, and I'm just glad that, you know, I was able to get this profile out, because Jupiter is in Libra for a year. Tyler is a Libra. It is a Libra case now because he's involved in the case. So look for a breakthrough. Look for something to happen. Hopefully any of my information might break. Something may break. The number 7 may break it, black and white. The numbers that I gave you, the letters that I gave you, 7 miles. The car is a red herring. Closer to the house. Good luck in that case scenario. If somebody has an address, I want to know it. I can do some more on it. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. And I wish the investigator luck, because he's been on the, I'm trying to think of his name, Keith. He's been on the case a very long time. He needs a break. I think he's right in his feelings. His personal feelings is that Tyler had something to do with it. So is my personal feelings. Same thing. And maybe there's just a little snippet of information that I put in the show tonight that's going to help the case. I hope so. But thank you for tuning in. This is Linda Crystal broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. It's still about 60 degrees. It's very nice and calm the last couple of days, and now we got some rain. It's going to take the temperature down. But like I said, clocks back Saturday night an hour for the daylight savings time thing, and the first day of snow is the 13th of November. So I want to say thank you. I want to say good night. Thank you for listening in. This is Linda Crystal.